USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is repeating his call for the Democratic chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, to resign.
Every single Republican signed a letter that this chairman, they have lost confidence. They do not believe, no matter what they work on, that the American public can trust them.
While talking to reporters today on Capitol Hill, though, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended Schiff. President Trump is set to visit Grand Rapids, Michigan today for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. This will be the president's first trip to Western Michigan since he was sworn into office and his first public comments at a campaign-style rally since the Robert Mueller report came out over the weekend. This Trump supporter tells WOOD-TV he's excited to see the president.
I like traveling around to see where President Trump goes. It's always a great time meeting great people. I left right after work at about 11 p.m. and haven't slept since yesterday morning.
This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
More than a million private wells in the Midwest are being put at risk due to massive flooding. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Groundwater in parts of 10 states is being threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination picked up by the floodwaters. That's according to the National Groundwater Association, which says over 300 counties are affected in the following states: Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The contamination can cause illness, and bad water will require disinfection. Public water supplies are federally regulated, but private wells have no such protections.
California lawmakers are trying to prevent another college admissions cheating scandal. Six bills have been proposed aiming to close loopholes that are getting the blame for allowing wealthy parents to get their kids into elite universities. Some of the measures include more checks and balances for universities and creating a team to audit the admissions process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is defending her department's decision to not include $18 million of federal funding for Special Olympics programs. Proposed budget cuts would eliminate nearly $18 million in federal funding for athletic competition for disabled youth and adults. DeVos says in a statement she personally supports the Special Olympics, but also adds that the organization raises more than $100 million annually and that there are dozens of nonprofits that the federal government cannot support. President Trump met with the CEO of Google on Wednesday to talk about political fairness on the platform and the company's dealings with China. After the meeting, President Trump tweeted that Google is doing quite well and they're totally committed to the U.S. military, not the Chinese military. Republican Senator of Missouri Josh Hawley reacts to the president's comments.
Google is not a transparent company, to put it mildly. I mean, this is a company that has chosen to do business in and with China in a way that at least indirectly benefits the Chinese military, but won't help the United States armed forces. I mean, this is a problem, and I think Google's ever-shifting answers on this, I've said they need to come out publicly and say exactly why they are prioritizing China over the United States of America, the Chinese government, over United States citizens. So let's hear from Google on the record. Let's hear directly.
Hawley was speaking there on Fox News. Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.